Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Our new planetary cause of divine love has now been God victoriously anchored within the heart of every man, woman, and child on Earth through his or her I Am presence in unison with the company of heaven. Now these patterns of perfection will begin to filter into everyone's conscious mind and heart. And day by day, we will begin to witness evidence of people responding to the situations manifesting in their lives with more love and deeper reverence for life. There will always be people who are resisting this initially, but people that are truly striving to awaken to a better option and a better way of interacting in their lives are going to start getting new promptings and inner guidance from this magnificent new planetary cause of love. We are co-creating a new paradigm on Earth, and now this facet of the divine plan will be easier than ever through the unified efforts of our I Am presence and the company of heaven. At the beginning of this year, the beings of light told us that 2011 would be an auspicious year that would move the Earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of light beyond anything we've ever experienced. I don't believe, however, that we ever dreamed of the magnitude of what this actually meant and what will occur in our lives as a result of this. I would like to share with you today some of the miracles that have now taken place for every person evolving on this planet. This is a new day on Earth, and we must all remember the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. So be open and receptive. Listen to your heart and respond to all of the opportunities that come your way according to the inner promptings of your heart and the guidance of your I Am presence. Pay attention. This is a moment for which we have all been preparing for literally eons of time. Now, you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who have not yet awakened to the urgency of the hour and the miracles taking place on Earth. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven in to the force field of life by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth as the love nature of God expands and expands through your heart flame. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. So as we listen to this sacred information that has been given to us by the company of heaven, remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This information that I'm sharing with you is profound, and it will help you to understand the magnitude of what is happening on Earth at this cosmic moment. There is something for which you have been preparing for a very long time. So open your heart and mind and listen to these words through the divine intelligence pulsating in your heart. Through miraculous shifts of consciousness, contemplate this information. Know that things are taking place that are sometimes beyond the conscious awareness of our outer mind. But your God self, your I Am presence knows. And through miraculous shifts that have taken place on earth now, you are able to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. So open your heart and mind and trust the inner promptings of your heart. As I centered myself in preparation for compiling this information, I drew some angel cards. The cards I drew were new beginnings, emerging, miracles, and manifestation. Nothing could be more perfect. In previous radio shows, I've shared with you many myriad events that have brought us to this cosmic moment. And I've actually written them in newsletters that are available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You can go to our website and you can sign up to receive free monthly sharings from the Company of Heaven. We have free webinars that you can look at. We have free newsletters from several years that you can go back and peruse if you'd like more information and more assistance during this wondrous but often challenging time. Now, what I'd like to share with you today is the wonders that occurred during the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This was a global event through which humanity's new planetary cause of divine love was secured on Earth through every person's newly expanded threefold flame within their heart. This threefold flame is the divine balance of the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority. The crystalline pink essence of divine love from our Mother God, reflecting oneness, reverence for all life, and adoration. And it includes the sunshine yellow radiance of Christ consciousness that reflects through the sons and daughters of God. This is illumination, wisdom, and understanding. The World Congress on Illumination took place August 13th through the 18th, and it was joined all over the world by people in consciousness from their locations, as well as the ones that journeyed here to be transformers. On August 13th, 2011, during the opening ceremonies, 700 people were physically gathered in Tucson, Arizona, at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, to form a mighty transformer through which the light of God would flow throughout the week to God victoriously accomplish this vital facet of Earth's unfolding divine plan. These selfless people who volunteered to serve as instruments of God in Tucson, Arizona, on behalf of all humanity, journeyed here from the countries of Aruba, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Ecuador, Honduras, Ireland, Israel, Jamaica, New Caledonia, the Netherlands Antilles, New Zealand, Nigeria, Peru, Taiwan, the United Kingdom, and throughout the United States of America. In addition to these precious souls, tens of thousands of people around the world joined us through a live stream over the internet, where we publicized and had a video of the opening and closing ceremonies. In addition to that, we had received emails from literally hundreds of thousands of people who were joining with us in consciousness from various locations around the world. This group of people has been a building momentum of powerful lightworkers that have been adding their energies to this annual activity of light for the past 25 years. The Company of Heaven revealed that the first activity of light for this event needed to be a powerful cleansing by violet fire. This was necessary in order to clear the way for the unprecedented influx of divine love that would occur later in the week. Throughout the summer, there were incredibly powerful alignments involving lunar and solar eclipses, the June solstice, solar flares, activities involving an influx of celestial music, and global meditations. These events assisted in pushing everything that conflicts with our planetary cause of divine love to the surface, to be healed and transmuted into light. The violet fire activity that took place during the opening ceremonies involving this global activity cleared the way through the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the surfacing negativity, and it cleared these negative energies, the maximum that cosmic law would allow at that moment. On August 14, 2011, the Company of Heaven revealed that the next step of preparation for this event would involve healing the adverse effects of humanity's fall from grace that involved the abuse of our Father God's divine power by our fragmented, fear-based human egos. After the fall, when we were in male bodies, we abused our power by being aggressive and domineering. When we were in female bodies, we abused our power by suppressing it and allowing ourselves to be oppressed and dominated. The result of this deplorable imbalance can be easily seen in the maladies that are still existing all over the world, even to this day. So on that powerful day, August 14th, our Father God invoked the masculine aspects of deity throughout infinity, who represent our Father God's divine will and power. These magnificent beings descended into the atmosphere of Earth to work with every person's I Am presence. Together, through the activity of our Father God's divine will and power, they cleared the obsolete patterns of our human ego's abuse of power and reestablished the patterns of perfection for humanity's accurate expression of our Father God's divine will and power. In other words, the divine masculine within each of us, not the fragmented, fear-based human ego. On August 15th, 2011, the day that's celebrated in the outer world as Mother Mary's Ascension Day or Assumption Day, a multifaceted activity of light took place. Mother Mary was joined with the feminine aspect of deity, our Mother God, and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity that represent our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The first facet of this wondrous day involved raising the frequency of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into the embrace of our I Am presence and the higher frequencies of our solar light bodies. The divine intent of this activity of light was to prepare every person on Earth at a cellular level to be able to withstand the highest possible frequencies of the influx of our new planetary cause of divine love, which would be secured through the core of purity in every electron of precious life later in the week. The second facet of the sacred divine plan on Mother Mary's Ascension Day involved unprecedented divine intervention for the elemental kingdom. Now, there are three life waves evolving on this planet. There is the human kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the elemental kingdom. When we fell into such dense frequencies that we lost awareness of our divinity, our I Am presence, we also lost awareness of the divine intelligence within the elemental kingdom. Through our fragmented human egos, we came to the very destructive and erroneous belief that the earth is an inanimate object for us to use and abuse at will. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy throughout the whole of creation is intelligent life that began within the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The elemental kingdom is the life wave that is responsible for manifesting the elemental substance that comprises the physical plane of Earth and humanity's earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This life wave is overlighted by the beings known as the mighty Elohim. They are the builders of form. And the beings known as the directors of the element. They are the directors of earth, air, fire, water, and ether. The divine intelligence that is associated with the various elements are the beings known as the gnomes and nature spirits who are associated with the earth element, the salamanders who are associated with the fire element, the sylphs of the air who are associated with all of the air and wind elements, the undines who are associated with the water element, and the devas and devarajas who are associated with the higher frequencies of the ether element. Since our fall from grace, the indigenous people of the world have accepted the responsibility of communing with the elemental kingdom. They have done this through sacred ceremonies that reflect a reverence for all elemental life. The hope was that with their efforts, humanity would eventually remember the divine intelligence within the elemental kingdom, and we would stop abusing the earth. We would heal the schism that had created such atrocities through inclement weather conditions, plagues, pestilence, famines, and all of the other things that we associate such with the nature kingdom, such as earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes, volcanoes, and all other disruptive elemental activities. The Company of Heaven said that there were many times when the love and reverence for life that was being expressed to the elemental kingdom by the various indigenous peoples of the earth is what prevented the elemental kingdom from abandoning humanity and leaving us to perish on this planet. The beings of light said that we owe a debt of gratitude to the indigenous peoples of the world that is beyond our current comprehension. On August 15, 2011, after our Mother God, Mother Mary, and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity completed the activity of light in which they assisted the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth to raise the frequency of his or her physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into alignment with the solar light bodies. We were ready for the second facet of this unfolding divine plan. Our Mother God is the exponent of the elemental kingdom. Through the holy breath of the Holy Spirit, which she reflects, she sustains the intelligent life wave of the elemental kingdom. This is why we refer to things such as Mother Nature and Mother Earth. When all was in readiness, our Mother God sent forth a clarion call, invoking all of the indigenous people who, through all time frames and dimensions, had selflessly served humanity by holding this sacred space for the eventual healing between humanity and the elemental kingdom. Our Mother God gave permission for these indigenous souls to return to earth, and in order to reap the rewards of their selfless service. In a glorious procession of light, the ancestral grandmothers and grandfathers of indigenous people who have served with the elemental kingdom since the initial impulse of our fall from grace, descended from the realms of light into the atmosphere of Earth. These beings traversed the Earth, north, south, east, and west, and took their strategic positions above the continents of their homelands. Now, in response to our Mother God's clarion call, these indigenous ancestors have volunteered to remain within the atmosphere of Earth to assist with the awakening of humanity and the elemental kingdom, and to help these beings co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. These precious beings will remain until we now tangibly co-create the patterns of love and oneness and reverence for all life that have been secured through every heart flame through our new planetary cause of divine love. Following that wonderful activity of light, we experienced a third facet of the divine plan for this holy day. The mighty Elohim invoked powerful fifth-dimensional beings associated with the elemental kingdom to come from the great silence as reinforcements to assist the elemental kingdom on Earth in their endeavors to quickly purge the Earth of the atrocities humanity has inflicted upon her. These fifth-dimensional beings, associated with the earth, air, fire, water, and ether, will reinforce the battered and abused elementals who have so selflessly sustained humanity. They will assist with the necessary cleansing and purging of the negative thought forms, words, feelings, and actions humanity has projected onto the elements of Earth. These human miscreations are now surfacing all over the world as difficult situations we are experiencing. People are experiencing these situations in their personal lives and their collective lives through their everyday experiences and through the inclement weather conditions that are cleansing, purging, and cleaning up the mess that humanity has made by inflicting our negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on the elemental kingdom. Every human miscreation that reflects a lack of love or reverence for life is now being pushed to the surface at a greatly accelerated pace to be transmuted back into light. These distorted life situations, which are resulting in the incredible pain and suffering people all over the world are experiencing, were created by all of us through our lack of awareness and the misuse of our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling through all of our various earthly experiences. Sometimes we consciously co-created these negative patterns. Sometimes we co-created them inadvertently through a lack of awareness and through the manipulation of our lower human egos because we had fallen so far into separation and duality, forgetting about the fact that we were divine sons and daughters of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is our. Prior to taking their strategic positions around the earth, the fifth-dimensional elemental beings made a divine covenant with our Mother God on behalf of all humanity. These selfless messengers of God promised that this cleansing process that is critical to our ascension into the realms of perfection will take place with the least possible loss of human life. In return, you and I and every other person on Earth can further ease this process by invoking the violet flame to transmute the surfacing negativity quickly and effectively, and by persistently expressing our love and gratitude to the elemental kingdom for the selfless service they are rendering humanity. Through our unified efforts, this imperative cleansing will be much easier than any of the prophecies predicted. Through our unified efforts, this imperative cleansing will be much easier than any of the prophecies predicted. To ensure that profound truth, a fourth facet of the divine plan took place on the sacred day celebrating Mother Mary's ascension. The Company of Heaven stated that many sincere people on this planet are unfortunately tapping in to obsolete prophecies from ages past that foretell of potential cataclysmic earth changes and massive loss of human life as we pass through the shift of the ages and the cosmic cycles are brought to fruition. The beings of light want us to remember that the only reason a divinely inspired prophecy is given that foretells of a possible negative outcome is so that humanity will see what might occur if we continue at our present course of direction. The divine intent of such a prophecy is to motivate humanity to change our course of direction so that we will avert the potential negative outcome. In other words, if the prophecy is fulfilled, then it is a failed prophecy because it failed to accomplish its intended goal of changing our course of direction and averting the cataclysmic changes. Through myriad activities of light that were orchestrated through the unified efforts of humanity and the Company of Heaven over the past several decades, we have reached a critical mass that has indeed averted the prophecies of old. This earth and all of the children of earth have made the choice through our I Am presence to do whatever is necessary to atone for our karmic liabilities so that we can move up the spiral of evolution with the rest of our solar system. I want you to hear those words again. This earth and all of the children abiding on earth of our Father, Mother, God have made the choice through our I Am presence to do what is necessary to attune for our karmic liabilities so that we will be able to move up the spiral of evolution with the rest of our solar system. Because of that choice, our I Am presence is now pushing our karmic liabilities, all of our human miscreations, from all past time frames and dimensions to the surface in each of our lives. This is why things have gotten so intense all over the world for the past few years. But the end result is going to be glorious and well worth the effort we have had to expend to clean up the mess we have created. As we learn our lessons and clear our miscreations by transmuting them back into light from all time frames and dimensions, we will clear the way for our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. The beings of light want us to understand through all levels of consciousness that this is a miracle beyond the greatest expectations. And because we have reached a critical mass, no one is going to be left behind. The concern is that there are many powerful people that are still focusing on obsolete prophecies and expressing those fear-based beliefs to people all over the world. So even though no one is going to be left behind at this point, and everyone has made the conscious choice to move into the realms of light through their I Am presence, whether they are consciously aware of it through their lower human consciousness or not. Remember, our thoughts and feelings are creative. If enough people are holding the expectation of cataclysmic earth changes, massive loss of human life, possible collisions with other celestial bodies, or the end of the world, we have the ability to create those scenarios. During the fourth facet of the unfolding divine plan that took place on Mother Mary's Ascension Day, Archangel Michael invoked his mighty lords of power and protection, who came forth from the great, great silence. These massive galactic beings of light descended into the atmosphere of Earth and projected their luminous presence into all of the vulnerable places in the body of Mother Earth, all of the cracks, the faults, the fissures, the tectonic plates, and all of the wounds in the body of Mother Earth that humanity created through nuclear testing, drilling for oil, mining, and other things that we have inflicted on the body of Mother Earth. The divine intent of the intervention of these magnificent lords of power and protection is to reinforce the body of Mother Earth, to guard against not only humanity's destructive thought forms, but also the stress on these vulnerable areas that might be caused by the gravitational pull of celestial bodies passing by the Earth. These magnificent beings of light have volunteered to remain with us until our ascension into the fifth dimension is God victoriously accomplished. On August 16, 2011, our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity involved humanity in an additional activity of light. These magnificent expressions of our Mother God's divine love bathed every recalcitrant soul who was resisting the reality of a Mother God and her divine love in the healing unguent of her amazing grace. This activity of light activated within every person's heart flame and every person's RNA and DNA genetic codings on Earth, the remembrance of our Mother God, which we knew in the beginning, but lost consciousness of after we closed our hearts and fell into the depths of separation and duality. This activity of light activated within every heart plane and the DNA genetic codings within every man, woman, and child on Earth, the remembrance of our Mother God's divine presence. On August 17, 2011, powerful angels associated with the divine qualities of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration descended into the atmosphere of Earth and traversed the planet north, south, east, and west. These selfless messengers of God entered the aura of every person on Earth, and with permission from each person's I Am presence, these selfless messengers of God have volunteered to remain within us, our auras, and to bathe us with their gifts of sacred fire until we are wholly ascended and free. So know now that you have a magnificent angel of healing, an angel of restoration, an angel of transformation, and an angel of transfiguration assisting you each and every day with whatever you need to clear your karmic liabilities, to raise the frequency of vibration of your earthly bodies, and to prepare you to move into the realms of light with the rest of our solar system. On that holy day, we were also blessed with an angel of resurrection and an angel of ascension. These precious beings of light will also remain within our auras until our ascension in the light is complete. They will assist each one of us through the process that is taking place now. We are presently, daily and hourly, transforming our carbon-based planetary cells of our earthly bodies into crystalline-based solar light cells of our solar light bodies. The angel of resurrection and the angel of ascension that have volunteered to remain within our auras will assist our I Am presence each and every day, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. So invoke these angels, your angel of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration, and your angel of resurrection and ascension daily to work with your I Am presence and to move you forward in the light in perfect alignment with your divine plan and your highest good. On August 18th, the cosmic moment had arrived for the anchoring of our new planetary cause of divine love into the heart flame of every son and daughter of God evolving on Earth. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the Earth at this time, whether they were in or out of embodiments, stood in readiness to assist with this activity of light. The entire company of heaven, from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies, held the sacred space for the miracle that our Father, Mother, God had been waiting for humanity to accomplish since our initial fall from grace eons ago. This was the activity of light through which a new planetary cause of God's infinite divine love would be secured in every heart flame. Our Father, Mother, God strengthened every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy on Earth with His divine will and power. The angelic and elemental kingdoms stood in wonder and awe as our Mother God expanded the radiant sun of her being to envelop the entire planet Earth. For a divine moment, our Mother God held the Earth in her heart flame. After a breathless pause, she breathed the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit into the crown chakra of every child evolving on Earth, and baptized each one in the full power and might of her divine love. This baptism of sacred fire paved the way for humanity's return to Christ consciousness. Each person's I Am presence will now integrate this baptism of the Holy Spirit by sacred fire on the holy breath of our Mother God into every cellular activity of each person in perfect alignment with their divine plan. After this facet of the divine plan was fulfilled, our new planetary cause of divine love was breathed into every person's heart flame by the company of heaven and our I Am presence. This planetary cause of divine love was secured within the chalice of our heart, and now these patterns of perfection will begin to filter into our conscious minds and into the heart of every person on Earth, revealing the oneness of life and our purpose and reason for being as beloved sons and daughters of our Father, Mother, God. Now, through these new patterns of divine love and reverence for all life, the oneness of unity consciousness pulsating within our Mother God's love, we will be able to discover the viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth, which have been created by humanity's consciousness of separation and duality. Together we will co-create the new Earth, an Earth of oneness, an Earth of unity consciousness, an Earth of reverence for all life. And the new Earth, in all her splendor and light, will don her seamless garment of light as she ascends into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, step by step, moment by moment, an activity of light and activity of light. Now, open your heart and mind and focus on our new planetary cause of divine love. Ask what those frequencies of love mean for the evolution of Earth. Remember, you are the open door that no one can shut. You are the light of the world, and your time is at hand. Thank you for your willingness to serve humanity and all life on this sweet earth in this wondrous way. God bless you. This has moved us forward in the light, and it is vital that we are to understand that we're not just to sit and wait for the winds of change and the incoming cosmic frequencies to transform this earth and our individual lives. Instead, we must focus on the light every single day. Invoke the magnificent angels that have been given to us and the entire company of heaven. Know that you are one with your I Am presence. Begin every invocation with the affirmation, I am my I Am presence. Then through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, utilize these incoming energies that are now pouring through every heart flame to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth that we have all been longing to manifest. At the beginning of this year, the beings of light in the realms of truth said for us to fasten our seatbelts because we're in for the ride of our lives. Chaotic events are occurring all over the world. This is part of the purging and the cleansing that is critical. There is no separation. We have created the misqualified thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the negative thought forms and behaviors that have reflected on the elemental kingdom that are now surfacing through inclement weather conditions and earth changes. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and fearful when we watch the news and see people from every walk of life writhing in some kind of pain or suffering. But it's not helpful for us to writhe in agony with them. We have the ability now to flood them as never before with the patterns of perfection, of love, oneness, and compassion. If we just wring our hands and descend into our pain, we actually amplify their suffering. There is an ancient saying that says, when you grieve with someone, you water their garden of sorrow. So instead of feeling helpless and amplifying the pain that people are experiencing, let's become a powerful force of divine love and hope. Let's blaze the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of the masculine polarity of our Father God's divine power and will, and the pink polarity of our Mother God's divine love. The blue flame of our Father God's power and the pink flame of our Mother God's love merge into perfect balance, into an unfathomable frequency that is known as the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This is the gift from our God parents that transmutes misqualified energy and that pushes it to the surface and assists in transforming it back into light. This is why we are here. This is the purpose and reason for our being, to assist humanity so that those souls that are not aware of the cosmic moment and changes taking place at this time will be able to raise their head above the mud puddle of their life experiences, their pain and suffering, effectively enough for their I Am presence to get through to them so that they can then accept responsibility for their lives, transmute their karmic liabilities, and ascend with the rest of us into the higher frequencies of light. So much has been written about love that it's almost become a platitude. But because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place over the past several years, we're beginning to understand the magnitude of what love really is. It is a reflection of our Mother God, the Holy Comforter, the love nature of God, the Holy Spirit. And it is now activating our right brain hemisphere, our creative spiritual centers of our brain, our pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. And it is lifting us, awakening our crown chakra, moving us into Christ consciousness. Our Mother God is at long last reclaiming this planet, and our I Am presence, the divinity within each of us, is reclaiming dominion of our earthly experiences. The divine intervention of our I Am presence is allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are asking us to join with them now to co-create these patterns of our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical world of form. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this wondrous way, let's join together now in consciousness with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. And let's unify our hearts with the entire company of heaven. Together we will empower our newly established cause of divine love, which is far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that are currently causing humanity's pain and suffering as they're pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. Center yourself within the divinity of your heart and join me in consciousness as I invoke these activities of light. This will be stated in the first person, so each of us will experience it personally and tangibly. But know that we are also invoking this light through the I Am presence of every person on Earth as we serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. The center of my universe is my newly expanded threefold flame that is now enveloping my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is the dominion of my I Am presence. My universe is every person, place, condition, and thing that is tangibly present in my life and on this planet. Whether these energies are conscious or unconscious, from the past or present, through obvious choice or through my karmic liabilities, it matters not. They are radiating out from the center of my universe. Within my heart flame, I can love my universe free of all of the lower energies that are causing pain and suffering. And thus I set myself free, as well as assisting the forward progress of every other point in my universe. For I am one with every aspect of my universe, and I am one with every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth. This affirmation is designed to open the flow of the cosmic force of my new planetary cause of divine love, which is pouring through the threefold flame in my heart. It will expand and expand out to every point of my universe. So then, instead of being a victim of my circumstances through my lower consciousness, I am the co-creator and the master of my life through my I Am presence. I now visualize myself in the center of my universe, standing within my newly expanded threefold flame that is enveloping my four earthly bodies. I see radiant light pouring forth through my threefold flame, expanding out into the divinity within the heart of every person, place, condition, or thing that is in orbit around my heart flame. Through my conscious invocation, I now send love, my new planetary cause of divine love, into my universe. This love flows through my heart flame, through every ray of light, to every point in my universe, which involves every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving on this planet. I can love my universe free and all lower energies through this activity of light as I love myself free. I visualize now each one receiving divine love from the flame in my heart, receiving divine power from the flame in my heart, receiving enlightenment and illumination from my heart into every heart flame. In every case, the divine love, wisdom, and power radiating through my immortal victorious threefold flame is a greater force of light than the energy of that person, place, condition, or thing that is less than these qualities of perfection. I am loving free every point in my universe from its center, which is my heart flame, and I remain in this state of consciousness as I affirm slowly and with deep feeling. I am the center of my universe. I am the center of my universe. I am the center of my universe. I am a force of divine love, wisdom, and power to all of its points. I am a force of divine love, wisdom, and power to all of its points. I am a force of divine love, wisdom, and power to all of its points. I am a master over every vibration that is less than the divine love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God. I am a master over every vibration that is less than the divine love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God. I am a master over every vibration less than the divine love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And through my threefold flame, with every breath I take, this activity of light will increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, assisting humanity, my sisters and brothers, all elemental life, all angelic life, every particle of life through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the body of Mother Earth, holding the sacred space for the awakening, the transformation, the resurrection, and the ascension of all life belonging to or serving this sweet earth. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these miraculous divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Through my I Am presence, the awareness of the new patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love are surfacing into my conscious mind. Through every facet of my life, I now see with new eyes and hear with new ears. New ideas, viable options are surfacing to handle the challenges and all of the activities in my life that have been created through my human miscreations. I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I breathe in deeply, and as I exhale, I open my eyes and am prepared to go forth in my day as a powerful expression of God's divine love, wisdom, and power. Precious hearts, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information available through every avenue. So please go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and sign up for our free monthly newsletter. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.